He is the president and CEO of Edge Messaging and a GOP strategist, Brian Fraley, joining us at WTMJ. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Boy, interesting political days these days, and especially with the Roy Moore race going on in Alabama right now, those allegations coming out about him hitting on teenage girls when he was in his 30s. But that doesn't seem to be affecting his base very much, Brian.
Well, I tell you, it's a fascinating case study of people's appetite for just putting up with stuff for the sake of their tribe.
Is it surprising to you, Brian, that both parties have been able to use these harassment allegations as sort of talking points to defend their candidates, or at least go not so far as to condemning what has happened?
Well, you know, there should be no tolerance for sexual harassment or sexual predation in the workplace, period. Whether it's a workplace of a small business, a large corporation, or a political office. And a lot of times people don't think about the fact that legislative offices and the like are small businesses, right? And so these candidates, these politicians, run their own kind of small businesses, but with the taxpayer dollars. And they have a tremendous amount of power. So when you run into cases like Al Franken or John Conyers, or in the case of Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate campaign, they are not isolated from the problems of the general public. What's disgusting is when people say, I believe the allegations on the other side, people that I don't agree with, I believe those allegations. But the people whose party I identify with, well, I give them the benefit of the doubt. That hypocrisy is really troubling, but I guess not surprising.
Well, and what does it take, Brian, to shake someone off of that? And again, we're talking about both sides, Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
He's my guy. It doesn't matter. Is there anything that will ever shake people up enough to lose that support?
That's a question of character. I think people in Wisconsin can feel good about what we did, particularly what Republicans did a few years ago when a very high-ranking member of the Wisconsin legislature, Bill Cramer, the Assembly Majority Leader, was accused of harassing a lobbyist and a legislative staffer. The swift moves to condemn his behavior, to repeal his committee assignments, his leadership position, ultimately forced him to resign. That is what it takes. That's the kind of bold, decisive action that we should see elsewhere. That they should, take Roy Moore off. They should have taken Roy Moore off the ballot in Alabama. These moves against Conyers and Franken so far have been very tame by comparison, and it's a shame. But it's up to those constituents in those states to demand action.
Brian, you've been around politics for a little while, to say the least. The accused, they're not new members in Al Franken and John Conyers, but as we look ahead to the next, election cycle, the one after that, do you think people's disgust with what is going on in Congress or, their own state legislatures, what have you, do you think it's going to discourage some of the best candidates to, be willing to step into this arena?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic here. I'm hoping it discourages the predators from running because they're afraid that their secrets will be revealed. I'm hoping that it brings a better crop of the general public into the fray. And I choose to be optimistic that way because I've seen a lot of good people in politics. As cynical as I am in my 30 years doing this, there are a lot of really good people. There are a lot of good people in both parties of high character and high morals. And, I'm hopeful that this is the start of a purge, both in the private sector and the public sector. I have no pity for the people who do this. They're getting their comeuppance. It seems like every day there's like two or three new people in media or entertainment or politics. And as long as they get, due process in the any kind of criminal thing, that's fine. But when it comes to the court of public opinion, the reaction's pretty swift.
Brian, do you feel that lawmakers themselves, do they look at people in other parties and acknowledge that there are good people? Because I'm wondering if this is just the public's problem with this kind of perception that, everyone who's the opposite of me is evil and bad.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's something that at my company we've been examining quite a bit lately, is how do you appeal to voters? How do you appeal to people to get support without demonizing your opponents? And I think that's really what the public is starting to crave. It's going to take some time, but I think that you will see that over time that the candidates that can differentiate themselves on the issues, but express optimism for the future without demonizing those opponents, long-term, those are going to be the more successful ones, the last presidential race notwithstanding.
Brian Fraley is the president and CEO of Edge Messaging and a longtime GOP strategist. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.